This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. And a big welcome to everybody to the new Title Town USA. Yep, you heard me. Tampa Bay Rowdies, Tampa Bay Lightning, Tampa Bay Rays, and now the Tampa Bay Bucks. Holy cow! I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we give you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out, too, on the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for the great job that you're doing, keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, where you can hear the show. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can go right to the show, the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And click on that Listen Live link that's right there, and boom! You'll be in the know. All right, starting out, hour number one, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got a little treat for the listeners out there tonight. This is the Tampa Bay song. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. Tampa Bay.
That's
all the way,
Tampa Bay song. And I'll tell you what, things are riding really high here in Tampa Bay right now. They had roughly 1,000 or so people over by the airport tonight to meet the Buccaneers when they came in. It was quite a sight because they came in over on the private side because of the plane that they flew in on. So obviously, all the people were waiting outside the gate for the drivers to come by with their, or the players to come by with the vehicles they were driving. And Tom Brady drives drives this pretty fancy pickup truck. You all know it's him because of the truck. And he was waving, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And so were the other players. They were all living it up. But, you know, this is history for Tom Brady, and it's history for Tampa twofold. First of all, the Super Bowl has never been played in the home city of one of the teams ever. You know that, right?
Right, yeah.
And secondly, Super Bowl ticket prices, if you thought they were expensive before, Super Bowl ticket prices were anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 before this started. Now they're $6,000 and climbing rapidly, and you might find them for a whole heck of a lot more than that. Now, there's like 2,000 box seat tickets that were sold in a suite tickets, suites, there we go, suites that were sold, tickets to the suites, and those are unbelievable. Those are like $15,000 a piece or something like that. But Tom Brady, because of the contract he signed with the Bucs, he came here, obviously, to win a Super Bowl if he could. He's reportedly going to pad his pocket with the NFC title, a Super Bowl 55 win. If that happens, he's already received a $500,000 bonus for winning the NFC championship game. $500,000.
Wow.
Now, if the team that wins the Super Bowl this year, all the players are going to get $130,000 to play that game.
That is really something. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. And one final thing. Did you happen to see at the end of the game Tom Brady with his son?
I did not, unfortunately, no.
Okay. Well, when they were going to interview him, he says, excuse me, and he hopped up on the fence there. He says, is it okay if I talk to my son for a minute? And they went, sure, and the son came down there, and he and the dad there, you know, the dad and the father were going back and forth. That was really something to see. That was the best moment of the program. Just like the week before with Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
This was unbelievable. And, of course, the Super Bowl, folks, is coming up Sunday, February the 7th. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. Right here, I'm about, a quarter mile away from Raymond James Stadium where the game's going to be played. It'll be on CBS television. It'll be on the web, CBSSports.com. It'll be on the CBS Sports app if you have that. And this is just an unbelievable time for the city of Tampa, Florida, and all of the people here. They're all relishing in this, everybody.
Well, I can imagine, and we wish him the best of luck, absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll get back to the regular business of the show here. But we had to get that out there and congratulate everybody, the Tampa Bay fans all around the country. I've been hearing from people everywhere today, including around the world. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the host of the aforementioned program, the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. And if you want to get rid of pain and inflammation, I've been using this product for going on just a little bit more than 5 years, and simply put, two words, it works, and I mean it works for me. Now, it's probably because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes right straight to the source to help eliminate or lower the pain that you're in. And after all, it's all about getting rid of the pain and getting rid of the swelling that some people have, myself included. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that people are in. It supports the healing process and healthy joints and muscles. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, the 3-week quick start can be gotten by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. See what they've got, order the 3-week quick start, and then away you go. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's going on in California with the governor?
Well, Captain, we've got some news to break here tonight on the program. It's been coming down just a little while ago. We understand that today, Monday, we're going to hear from California Governor Gavin Newsom. He seems to be, it's likely now we understand that he will announce a lifting of the stay-at-home orders throughout California. So this is going to be a major, major development, of course. This first started earlier. The California Restaurant Association was saying that sources tell them that officials with Governor Newsom's office, that he plans to lift the stay-at-home orders in all the regions of the state today on Monday. So now, of course, heretofore for the last several weeks and almost couple of months now, restaurants couldn't have any dine outside or dine inside. Nail salons, hair salons, barbershops, other personal care services were closed, and this was evidently predilected on the idea that you had ICU beds in short supply. So you'd have to fall below 15% availability for these things to be reopened. But evidently, Governor Newsom is going to do this tomorrow. We don't know all the details yet. He will likely give a press conference, and then we'll have more. But it may be that outside dining is going to come back to California en masse on Monday, or at least the availability to retool for that.
Well, that's great. That's good news for you guys out there, and hopefully it'll get things going for you and get the economy started. Now, and that's the best thing the stimulus can have is to fire up the economy. Now, the ex-Department of Homeland Security Secretary Wolf, Mr. Wolf, says that the Biden border orders are going to trigger a massive crisis, and they already have in terms of this. Antifa in Seattle and Portland, once again, over the weekend, smashed property. They say that they oppose Joe Biden. He's not their president. They are dead set against the police. They said, "We are ungovernable." Their words, not mine. Now, here's the quote from the Epoch Times about these people and what they're saying. Quote, "We don't want Biden. We want revenge for police murders, imperialist wars, and fascist massacres." That's what the banner said. "But they marched under while others carried a banner saying, 'We are not governable,' which is dotted with anarchy symbols." Now, there's another banner that said, "No cops, no prisons, no borders, no presidents," as they marched under this banner, according to the New York Times. But the Democrats who used them, Antifa, that is, during the summer months, as we know, now they want to put them back in their little box for another day. Well, good luck with that, because these people here, they want nothing more. And by the way, they want reparations payments. You know about that, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not getting their fair shake, or whatever you want to call it, because of the fact that the president, number 46, is actually appeasing and going to the... Helping out the illegal aliens that are coming into this country and the Latinos down in Central and South America. He just promised them $4 billion in aid down there for the countries where these people are coming out of.
Right, yeah, supposedly in a bid to try to stem the tide here, if only for a little while, it would seem. But you're right, Captain, you know, when you have Antifa out there saying the things they're saying, in particular, "We are ungovernable," I say believe them. They're telling you the truth. This is exactly, they're not going to exist, evidently, under a Trump administration, a Biden administration, any administration, and so this is a very, very significant problem that our country has right now.
I guess we just can't all just get along, huh?
Well, evidently not. But again, they're so diametrically opposed to all of our values collectively, whether Republican or Democrat, in the grand sense of people that want to live their lives peaceably,
yeah.
They are demonstrating they want no part of that.
Yeah. And make no mistake about it, folks, they take their marching orders from the Democratic Party. But here's the other thing. Over the weekend, Canada, both the labor unions in the United States and Canada, are fit to be tied up in arms because they're not happy at all with the Keystone XL pipeline. 10,000 union jobs have been lost in Canada, and another 11,000 union jobs have been lost here in the United States. And it's going to cost a lot more for gasoline at the pump, according to the union members talking about this. And we know that because it's already gone up, because the whole purpose behind the Keystone XL pipeline was to take the Canadian oil coming down from the shale sites that they were getting it from and sending it down to the Gulf to be refined, which is another reason why the gasoline prices were staying low.
Well, exactly right. Now, can you imagine, Captain, when those prices, and they will go up.
Be over $3 a gallon.
Exactly right.
Not very soon from now.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you couple that with the idea that we're going to, again, continue to see some economic problems, shall we say, as a result of the depression in the economy and the sense of the shutdowns, it's going to take time. And we're not coming back into a Trump-driven economy. We're going to come into a Biden-driven economy. And also, Steve Forbes over the weekend, I think, was quoted as saying, look, you can print all this money for the stimulus or the kinds of stimulus that they want to do, and that's going to have ramifications down the line as well. So we're heading for a recipe for disaster, I hate to say. And the taking away of jobs and the raising of fuel prices and so forth, it's going to be a double whammy that we're going to have a real hard time with, no doubt.
Well, make no mistake about it. A lot of people are, and some people in the government are saying, they're not saying exactly where we're getting the money from, and they're leading people to infer that maybe we're doing a little borrowing. We're not borrowing anything. We're printing money.
That's right. I mean, and, if regular people do that, that's counterfeiting, but you get in trouble for that. But in this case, they are pulling it out of thin air. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the New York Times claims that there was an article about Joe Biden's deep Christian faith. He was seen in church yesterday with his son Hunter. It's been sparking a big-time conservative backlash, and also it's been brought comments from a Catholic Church bishop that said, hey, wait a minute, this guy believes in abortion and that goes against our values, and he shouldn't be getting communion in our church.
Well, and that's a church-related matter for sure. I think not just the Catholic Church, but I think a lot of other mainstream Christians, Protestant denominations would also have some issues with Joe Biden's stated positions on things.
Yeah. And, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Of course, we talk to him six nights a week here in the program. And I will tell you this much, that, and I'm going to tease this for the weather segment coming up here in about 15 minutes. We have got not one, but two storm systems, one in the West Coast, one in the Midwest, and actually we may have a third one developing down in the South. They're all going to hit the East Coast within days of each other, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, if you're traveling tonight on I-80 or I-70 or I-64, you are going to have an adventure like you wouldn't believe. We'll get into all the rest of it here in just about 15 minutes. But, Kyle, and by the way, I'm also going to be talking about a brand new group that's out there that got a hold of me over the weekend called DefendFlorida.org. But it's also in every state in the country as whatever your state name is, DefendIllinois.org, DefendCalifornia.org. So you'll find local chapters. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the impeachment trial of President Trump would begin the week of February 8th on charges of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Senate Republicans say there are other things they should be spending their time on. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds tells NBC's Meet the Press that their time would be better spent allowing President Biden to form a cabinet.
For right now, I think there are other things that we'd rather be working on instead. I know that the Biden administration would love to have more of their cabinet in place. There's a number of Republicans who also feel the same way. We should allow this president the opportunity to form his cabinet and to get that in place as quickly as possible. If we start working on an impeachment, which looks like we're going to end up doing, we've only got a couple of weeks here in which to actually work through and allow this president an opportunity to form a cabinet. A lot of us would prefer to maybe work through those issues instead.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in. This portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends over at GEICO, at GEICO Insurance, GEICO.com. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, here's the way it works. You got a car, you got a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got a boat, an ATV or an RV, whatever you have, if it's got wheels on it or a propeller to drive it in the water, they can insure it for you. So you can get a cost comparison and find out if they can save you some money. But here's where the rubber meets the road. If you own a home, if you are a renter, and you need to have renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance, get a quote from them, because knock on wood, there it is, knock on wood, you will save money with a bundle from GEICO.com. That's what the bundle means. So go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and tell everybody the captain sent you, and see what kind of money you can save. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Certainly, Politico conducted a 2020 voter priority survey, and the results show that a vast majority of Trump voters, believe the election results are not valid and that the illegal voting and fraud that took place during the election is, in fact, authentic. But what do you hear this one? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
21% of the Trump voters believe the results are valid, and 79% believe the election was stolen. That comes from Breitbart. Now, nearly a third of the Democrats polled in the same poll say that it's likely, keyword, it's likely that the election was stolen from President Trump. That's a remarkable number. Nearly a third of the Democrats. Huge, in fact, I would say.
Yeah, that is very significant. Depending on the poll and how it was done and so forth, but it might even be more. But again, Captain, this issue, which we all understand has been settled in the sense of who's been elected president, this kind of thing, but this issue itself isn't going to go away out of the minds of people.
No, it is not going to go away, and in fact, it's going to be the undoing of the Biden administration. Drip, 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 drip as more things come out. He really doesn't have any popular support. I mean, I've got a poll here when I get around to it. I'm going to tell you here in the next hour from the Rasmussen Reports. His support was at best where Donald Trump's support was at his peak. And that's it. To start out as a president, a new president, and not have more than 50% of the popularity of the country supporting you is a big deal, because even Trump, when he started out, was at a much higher level.
Right. Well, again, but the whole idea of Biden is the believability factor, and I just don't think that I haven't heard one person tell me, Captain, I'm so glad Biden's the president
now.
No,
me neither. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a call here from one of our favorite question askers, and he's a very avid Tampa Bay Bucks fan. So go Bucks, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain, all the way Bucks. Want to know this? Does Kyle think that Trump has any chance to come back in 2024? And, or if he doesn't come back, will his followers support another person like him on the ticket? And the other thing I wanted to say is that we better stamp out that stuff out in Portland and San Francisco and stuff. These people are just going to grow and grow and grow unless they go in, like, with the National Guard and stuff. All right, that's it, Captain. Bye.
All right, let me address the last point he made, Kyle, first.
Sure.
Antifa is alive and well in every state in the country. And every blue state and every blue major city has got active Antifa chapters. Plus, these people move around. They're professional agitators. They get paid to move around. What isn't going on in Portland today could be going on in Cleveland tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
So now you take it away with the rest of it.
Well, yeah, Backgammon Bob comes up with a really good question about Trump running again, but then also possibility of a third party, or in the sense of somebody else running that would be like Trump, I think is what he was talking about. But but Trump 2024 may materialize, or could materialize, but, you know, Yogi Berra said predictions are super hard, especially about the future. we've still got time to go through here. We don't know what the lay of the land is going to look like as we head towards the next presidential election yet. In other words, there are world events, domestic events, other political developments. What the Democrats have tried to do, of course, is tried to literally tar and feather Donald Trump so that he could never realistically try to run again or to get elected again. But, of course, that's their thing that they're doing. They don't understand the base support that President Trump still enjoys across the country. Whether or not Trump will want to actually do it, I think, still remains to be seen. Or will he want to start a communications company, basically, you know, broadcasting? Will he want to be a kingmaker? Will he want to make a third party? I think all those options are there, and that's why I think President Trump said we'll be back in some form. He didn't want to start tipping his hand yet or try to lock into anything at this point.
Okay, well, here's my guess on this, and it's strictly a guess, but I'm hearing a lot of different things from the people that I know at the national level as well as the state and the local level around the country. I believe Donald Trump wants to run for president again. I believe he wants to run in 2024. The only question is, will the Republicans allow him to do it? Will he have enough support with the Republicans, or will the Republican hierarchy go, no, don't want you, thanks, but no thanks? And if he gets pushback from the Republican National Committee Convention and the Republican National Committee and all that, if he gets pushback, I believe he will start his own party, a third party. I believe the party will be called the Patriots Party. That's what everybody seems to be has agreed on the word. And I believe that he's going to take about half, at least half, of the 74, 75 million people that voted for him. And then again, it may be 80 million. We don't know. But he's going to go over there with the largest third party group ever assembled on the planet Earth. It'll be twice as powerful to begin with as Ross Perot was when Ross Perot got 19% of the vote.
Well, certainly. And, of course, one of the historical references would be T.R., Teddy Roosevelt, and what came to be known as T-term, the Bull Moose Party, basically.
Yep.
So third parties are hard. But, as you said, Captain, you know, so many years ago, Ross Perot sort of started the idea. Now, I think that if President Trump, of course, continues to represent the outsider,
yeah,
and I think a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats even across the country will say to themselves, we don't want another garden variety politician.
Now, I also want to point out, Al's chiming in the chat room, but what he fails to recognize with his comment there is one thing. The Democrats are doomed to failure, and the reason why is because they can't support all these things that they're talking about without taxing the bejesus out of people, which is all starting to happen with the price of gasoline, with the reduction of the Trump tax cuts that they're going to get rid of. Everybody will immediately have to pay. The guys at the lower end of the spectrum, you, me, and the other folks, including Al, will all have to pay an extra $2,000 a year in income tax that was taken away from us when Donald Trump had the tax cut. And all these little things are going to add up. It's going to, every time they do that, it's going to just make you, it's drip, 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 drip. And I do know, and I did see, and I told you about it, Kyle, I saw a Democratic voter registration drive going on with a little tent out in the shopping plaza near a grocery store near me. And it said, America's
Moving Forward.
America Moving Forward on it.
Yep. Well, that's
when you see that word forward, that's the Democrats.
Well, certainly. And again, you know, the Democrat Party elite, along with Joe Biden, are going to make their bed, basically, in terms of those taxes that you're talking about. People losing faith in the economy. People having harder times. And all that's going to translate. And again, that's what's going to create that environment for Trump to either run again or make a third party.
And the unions are telling us, and hold on, Carl, the unions are telling us that within 6 months they expect a million union jobs to be lost around the country. They're not going to put up for that either. They're already mad about the pipeline. All right, coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And Al, you better break down the snow. You better get the snow shovel ready and the snow shoes. You might need them. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At UCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Uptown Girl. If they're Carrollton, Georgia way, that would be none other than Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your local pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Wherever you see them, pull on in there, find out what they're all about. I was up there at the Flying J in my area up in Pasco County on Friday, so stop on by, tell them that you've been listening to the Captain, and I said you could get a free cup of coffee if you just went in there and told them that you were listening to the Captain, advertised for them on the radio, and that's what'll happen. In the meantime, let's play by request a little something here by Bob Seger.
I'm the Catman Doo. That's really, really where I'm going to. If I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. Catman Doo. I think it's really where I'm going to. If I ever get out of here, I'm going to Catman Doo.
I got no kick against the West Coast. Brothers are such good hoes. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no manners in the southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't relate. And to myself,
Bob Seger by request. And I don't know who could have requested that. Do you, Kyle?
Well, I wonder. Yeah.
All righty. Okay, here we go. Got to get to the weather because this is a real barn burner of a deal we got going right now with the weather. We got snow. We got rain. We got freezing rain. We got mudslides. We got all kinds of crap here. But here we go. We're tracking two storms crossing the United States with rain, snow, and gusty winds. There's a snow-gathering strength right now over Texas today. It'll shift into the middle Atlantic through Tuesday night with areas of freezing rain and heavy snow spreading from the central plains into the mid-Atlantic. Some areas right now are under a winter storm warning. We'll tell you about that in just a second. And southern New England, too. Further south, areas of severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are possible from the southern plains into the Ohio Valley. And out west, oh boy, a Pacific storm will move into the southwest Monday, and there's winter storm warnings up for all kinds of places. If you're on I-40, especially Flagstaff, Arizona, you're going to have a ball. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. We are looking at nothing but winter storm watches, winter weather advisories all throughout the southwest part of the United States tonight. Here's some specifics. As you mentioned, of course, in Arizona, in the Tucson area, we've got a winter weather advisory. Phoenix, we're looking at high winds or wind advisories going on there. Winter storm warning all throughout the northern part of Arizona, including Kingman and Flagstaff, as you mentioned. All this continues on over into California. If you're coming down I-15, you're going to have a winter storm warning coming out of the Nevada border into California. Also, if you're heading down I-15 through the Apple Valley area, through Barstow, you've got a wind advisory. Right now in Cajon Pass, it's 38 degrees, and you've got snow showers going on there right now. Winter storm warning continues on through the Southern California area, all the way down to the Mexican border. And also, as we move into Central California, you've got a hard freeze watch tonight in the Central Valley. That's up California 99, Interstate 5. Hard freeze watch continues almost all the way up towards the Oregon border. So you want to be very, very careful as you go into Southern Oregon. Winter storm warning, winter weather advisories up the 5 freeway as far north as Portland. Also, winter weather advisory in the south part of Oregon. This looks like it's going along, let's see, maybe 395 there, I believe. So you want to be careful there. Utah, avalanche warning in the Salt Lake area, outside of Salt Lake there. Winter storm warning in the southern part. This also goes over into the southern part of Colorado as well, and also into the northern part of New Mexico, parts of the central New Mexico and parts of southern New Mexico as well. Of course, different areas in these, but you're going to basically anywhere you're going to be traveling on the highways, you're going to be encountering this. In Southern California, we're going to get some more rain. Then we'll have a couple of days off in terms of what's coming into California, that Pacific storm you mentioned, Captain. But these mountains are going to get a lot more snow than they have even right now. And we're looking at maybe 2 to 6 inches in some of the mountain areas, maybe 1 to 3 inches in the metropolitan areas. It's going to be a gully washer of a storm, and we could see mudslides. That's what we're looking for here in California now. Hopefully they don't occur, but the conditions are right for it, unfortunately.
Well, here we go. If you're on I-80 tonight and you're coming east out of Wyoming and you're going over into Nebraska, by the time you get to North Platte, you're going to be in snow. You're going to be in a winter storm warning from about halfway across Nebraska all the way across Iowa, all the way across Illinois into Indiana, and just starting to fire up now in Ohio, also up in Michigan. The storm also is going to be a winter storm warning down in Kansas, I-70. You'll have it once you come east of Denver and start getting out there towards Goodland. You'll be in it all the way across Kansas to, oh, gee whiz, Kansas City, you know, home of the Kansas City Chiefs, coming down here to play the Bucks. And the whole western two-thirds of Kansas tonight has got snow. By the way, down onto I-40, not to be forgotten about, the panhandle from Amarillo all the way across to about El Reno, you've got snow there, and that's going to develop even more intensified because of the system that's pushing it behind it. You do have some severe weather
down around Wichita Falls, Texas, up into the Texas area. Coming out of there right now, you've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning down there. You've got rain across the southern part of Missouri, Springfield, Joplin, over towards Fort Leonard Wood, but that's going to change with the colder temperatures. You've got fog, dense fog, the western third of Tennessee to include Memphis, over in Arkansas, the eastern part of Arkansas, just east of Little Rock, and down into the northern part of Mississippi tonight, along I-20. You'll have dense fog going across I-20. Then looking over into the mountainous areas of Maryland, also to include the mountainous areas of Virginia from Charlottesville north, also into the south, the northeastern corner of West Virginia, there is a winter storm warning. It's going to get kind of tricky on I-70, I-64 going through there a little ways, but certainly I-70 is going to be an exciting adventure coming off the Pennsylvania Turnpike as you go down headed towards Baltimore through the mountains there. And then we do have down in the Gulf tonight some dense fog from about Galveston all the way around to New Orleans again. That seems to be a consistent thing lately with the fog at night. We also have some fog, sea fog, heavy sea fog, which is coming in towards Tallahassee and the Big Bend area of Florida right now. And that's about it. And the weather, if you don't like it, it's going to change. Yeah, it's going to change, all right. Snow time, big time snow time this week. So be advised, I-80, I-70, I-64, I-40, I-15 north and south. Also over there on, let's see, what is this here? I-17 north and south going up into Flagstaff. It's going to be a real adventure, as well as the California highways out there, I-5, I-10. And California 99, looks like they're gonna get snow up through California 99 as well, Kyle.
Yes, exactly right. And we understand from some of the different mountain resorts and so forth, they're experiencing a lot of snow. And we've got a lot of people up there skiing, too. But when you're out on the road, it's a different story. It's not recreational. It's something you got to be very careful with.
Right. And the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, folks, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Stop on by when you see them. Pull on in there. Find out why they're the number one truck stop chain in the country. And find out what they can do for you when you go in and say, hey, the captain sent me, told me I'd get a cup of coffee. He was talking about you in his radio show. There you go. All right. We'll be back. Kyle Warren, aisle number two, or number two, coming up. And I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a short bit there, because a couple things need to be said, including this new organization I teased. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.